This month, Strolling of the Heifers, a Vermont-based local food advocacy group, released their second annual Locavore Index. Now, this Locavore Index ranks states based on their commitment to local food. Michigan earned spot number 22 on that list. Mike Hamm is the C.S. Mott Professor of Sustainable Agriculture at Michigan State University and head of the C.S. Mott Group for Sustainable Food Systems, and he joins us to discuss the growth and the future of sustainable food systems in Michigan. Mike, good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Tell us what a local food system looks like, and just as importantly, why is that important?
So what a local food system looks like, what most people would think of is going to the farmer's market on Saturday morning or Wednesday night after work and buying some food from produce, especially from a local farmer. And 20 years ago, that was pretty much true. Today, a local food system is that, and in great abundance. We've got over 300 farmer's markets in Michigan today, where at the beginning of this century, we had about 85 or 90. It's also community-supported agriculture farms where people buy a share of what's produced at that farm at the beginning of the season. So in essence, they serve customer service, the bank for the farmer, so they have money up front. But today, it's also about going through wholesalers and distributors to have produce at Meijer's and at Spartan stores and various grocery stores and supermarkets. It's about our school lunch programs in the K through 12 school systems across the state of Michigan, purchasing from local farmers and serving fresh vegetables and fresh milk in the schools during lunch. It's about restaurants advertising on their menus that they're working with local farmers and regional farmers in Michigan to get produce and meat and eggs and dairy products and cheese that they can serve in their restaurants. So today, it's about an entire food system from the production of food to the distribution, processing, wholesaling, and retailing of that food, and getting it both in direct market outlets through farmers markets and CSAs and roadside stands, and getting it at restaurants and supermarkets and corner grocery stores and every place where we source food.
Well, you've made quite an economic case here for a local food system, but I gather there are environmental impacts to buying locally or regionally as well. Tell us about that.
So one of the things that we think is that there certainly is a lot of verbiage out there that, in fact, that this lowers the environmental footprint, the carbon footprint, whatever you want to call it, of food that we get, and that it's a big...
How so, though, exactly?
Well, one of the arguments is that since food isn't shipped long distances, that all that transportation cost and all the CO2 release associated with that is reduced in a local food system. And quite frankly, as an academic and as a scholar and as a researcher, what I have to say to that is it depends. So that could be true. We did some research recently on producing food indoors in the winter in high tunnels like we do at the Student Organic Farm here at MSU and many farmers in the state versus getting it from California. And there certainly is a reduced carbon footprint of getting that food, the lettuce greens, from inside those hoop houses in Michigan than getting it from California, depending on how consumers travel to get that food. So the way that we move about in our cars has a big impact on the environmental footprint of that food.
So it's not just the distribution of the commodity itself, it's how the consumer gets to it's for sale.
That's right. There's a lot of that. And then we can also talk about the economic impact. And we do have a number of modeling studies, and we've done some here in Michigan and others have done them in other places, that look at the fact that this is a big economic development opportunity for states across the country. There's another big piece of it too, which is that we tend to eat fairly poorly. We tend to consume, you and I and everybody else that's associated with the show, probably eats about half the fruits and vegetables they should on a daily basis. And what we've shown is that if we, in fact, increase our consumption of fruits and vegetables to achieve closer to public health standards, which would also potentially impact healthcare costs and all the other debates we're having about healthcare right now, that in fact we could build jobs, we could provide opportunities for residents in Michigan to be employed, to have decent jobs, and for us to be a healthier state. So there's a lot of things wrapped up in local food systems that we can tie together for Michigan.
Are local communities, municipalities, beginning to think in terms of their local food systems, or is this off their radar now, or is it just getting on, or how far advanced is this thinking?
This is becoming much more on people's radar In Michigan. We'll just talk about Michigan and not the country as a whole right now. So that report that you talked about ranked Michigan number 22. If you look at the crude data before they account for population density of the states, we actually ranked third in the country behind California and New York. I would argue, after looking at their study and how they did their analysis, that we're somewhere between 3 and 22. I think 22 were higher than that. I think 3 were lower than that when you take population into account. And that's because in the 21st century, in the last 13 years, Michigan has moved tremendously at increasing farmers' markets, at providing state money. Last year, there's $1 million of government, state government money that's gone into food hub creation, which are entities that look at how they can consolidate and distribute and market fresh food from small and medium-scale farmers across Michigan. And what we've seen in different regions of the state, in the Traverse City area, here in the Lansing area, in Detroit, in the Upper Peninsula, in the Marquette area, is the development of municipal and county and regional level government-created activities that look at how they can utilize local and regional food systems in their aid, in their regions, to build the economy, to improve public health, and to basically create a better standard of living for the population that they serve.
To the extent, Mike Hamm, that we already have a global food system network, is there resistance to the local food system idea?
Well, certainly in many cases there is. And the way that we look at it is if, again, if we go back to that public health notion that we need to eat a better diet, there's opportunity to maintain what we have right now on a national and global basis and expand what we have on a local and regional basis. The other side of that is that we make the assumptions that what's going on nationally and globally right now will continue into the future with no problem, and so there's no reason to do what we're doing now. However, right now domestically, half of our fresh produce is produced in California. California by 2050 will have 14 million more people. We'll have less fresh water because of both climate change and population growth. We'll have less land available for food production because of population growth and a number of other things. And so for them to be able to do that in the future is problematic. And so part of this is also thinking about the future and distributing the risk that we have in our food supply right now by having very concentrated points at which we get it from and ensuring, in fact, that we have a sustainable food supply when my 14-year-old daughter is 40 or 50 years old.
So there's a security dimension that enters into this.
I think one of the biggest arguments for this on a national basis is a national security argument.
How about that? We are talking with Mike Hamm. He is C.S. Mott Professor of Sustainable Agriculture here at MSU about local food systems. Do you think consumers then, are consumers demonstrating a greater eagerness to buy local?
I think
an awful lot of emphasis on this. A lot of producers are promoting that.
Absolutely. And it is a market opportunity. And it is a market opportunity that seems to be growing at an increasing rate. So I'll give you an example. K through 12 school programs, which the school lunch program, all we've heard over the years is how bad the food is in school lunch, et cetera, with food service directors doing a yeoman's task with about 90 cents per meal to buy the food. Think about that, 90 cents to put that food on the plate for the kid in terms of the food costs. In 2004, soon after I got here, we did a survey of food service directors across the state, and about 10% of them said that they had purchased local agricultural products sometime in the last year. Fast forward to 2012, 40% are saying the same thing. So that's a tremendous growth in 8 years in our K through 12 school program, lunch programs, with very restricted budgets for food. If we look at restaurants, when I got here in 2003, and this is not because of me, but when I got here in 2003, I don't know of any outside of Villegas, which is no longer here. I don't know of any restaurants in the Lansing area that were sourcing local food. Now we have two slow food trucks, Trailer Parked and Purple Carrot. We have a variety of restaurants, some of which are really focused on local food sourcing.
Bend in the
some
road,
of which
right?
do more.
Fork in the road.
We've got Red Haven, and we've got a number of others that are doing smaller amounts. I know farmers in the area that all of their market now is almost entirely to the restaurant industry in the area. That's tremendous growth.
You alluded to the student organic farm a few minutes ago
at
Michigan State. This is such a neat thing. You're gearing up for a growing season over there.
They are.
And what is your connection to the student organic farm?
My connection is, as the endowed chair in sustainable agriculture, I have some resources that I put into them every year and help them buy equipment and things. Otherwise, they go out there and do a great job. John Bierenbaum is the faculty member in horticulture that really got that going with a group of students. Jerry McTotter is the manager out there and runs. They have a 10-month organic farm training program where they train 15 people a year in four-season production and how to grow things all year in both an academic and an experiential sense. It's a great program.
Mike Hamm is the C.S. Mott Professor of Sustainable Agriculture at MSU and head of the C.S. Mott Group for Sustainable Food Systems. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Thank you so much.
This environmental segment of Current State is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. And for more news on the Great Lakes environment, you can check out greatlakesecho.org.